As we just heard, the Americans were spectacular today on the vault, and we're going to take some time to break down the fundamentals of that event. And who better to explain it than gymnastics coaching legend Bella Caroli, who talked to us before the Olympics began.
What makes the vault is so spectacular is because it's a very athletic type of event, where it needs a lot of speed, a lot of explosive action, and of course, great coordination.
So help walk me through the vault here. I know it starts with a run.
Well, that is a major element of the successful vault is the run. It is about 32, 35, 38 feet long distance. Some of them make it longer, some of them make it shorter. That is up to the athletes. Next is the takeoff from the vaulting board, which is extremely important and is different based on the different kind of vault. Next would be the repulsion, followed with a big air phase, the fly phase. Now, that is the time when the athletes are performing the amazing skills with twisting motion in it and with flipping motion in it.
And this is in the post-flight part, right?
That's called the post-flight, yes. That is the second fly and actually the most important part of the vault. And finally, obviously, is the landing. So no movement, no additional motion, just a straight and solid landing.
And what's interesting about this landing is that you're taking a body that has been in full motion, right? I mean, you've really built up so much speed coming down that essentially runway, launched yourself off of the table or the horse, as people still call it, and you're supposed to come to almost a full stop. What do you have to do to your body to make that happen?
You have to have a very, very perfectly developed sense of the landing motion. And you just pointed out, it's perfectly right. The body is in a huge speed, and you have to reduce it to zero, that speed. This is not easy. This is probably the most difficult part. So it's the perfect alignment of body alignment with a perfect takeoff, with a perfect fly phase, and a perfect landing would make a Michaela Maroney type of vault.
And you mentioned Michaela, but it's interesting. Mary Lou Retton capped off a great 1984 Olympics with a vault performance. And in 1996, you had Carrie Strug with her performance at the Atlanta Olympics, also the vault being kind of the pivotal moment that people remember from it.
I think you're perfectly right. Mary Lou introduced the perfect landing into the vaulting event. And of course, you know, she created the sensational performance during the 1984 Olympic Games.
Oh, boy.
Yes! She has done the best vault of her life!
Winning not just the vaulting event, but winning the all-around Olympic medal, gold medal.
There it is!
She did it!
10, the gold medal! The gold medal goes to Mary Lou Retton.
Carrie also showed an amazing performance.
She's the last to go. She's the only one who can do it.
Landing in one foot and making almost perfect landing.
Hurt badly.
With an injured foot situation.
We have got to find out. A 9.712. She has done it.
And also anchoring the gold with it for United States Olympic team.
Tonight she was there for Bella, for her team, for her country, and for herself.
And lastly, Bella Caroli, I wonder about the mental element of this. How much of the vault isn't physical?
A good 80% of the vault is still physical. And another percentage of 20-25% is mental. The mental is always the mental strength, the confidence building up through the countless of repetition, practice. But still, a strong mind that athlete is always capable to even squeeze a more perfect vault out of their performance rather than a younger athlete who is not mastered yet the vault properly.
Coach Bella Caroli, thank you for explaining this to us.
You're very welcome.
Bella Caroli, once the coach for Mary Lou Retton and Carrie Strug and many other celebrated gymnasts, he was breaking down the explosive Olympics event, the vault. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.